At 7:08. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to give the invocation? Seeing no one, Michael, will you do the invocation? And Daniel Manares will be doing the flag salute.
Dear gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together on this evening. Lord God, continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, guide our footsteps, order our steps, Lord God. Lead us down that path of righteousness in thy name's sake. Continue to use this board, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, direction in the way in which we should lead. Bless the superintendent and the staff. Bless our teachers, Lord God, and above all, Lord, bless our students in this district. And bless our community as a whole. Use us and guide us in the way you want us to go. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Please place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here.
Here.
Flowers?
Here.
Present.
Here.
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 There's one action we need to take from closed session. In accordance with Education Code Section 48918J, the board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matter described in Item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student 211269 for violation of Education Code Section 48900A1 and 48915B2, and suspend the expulsion and suspend the enforcement of the expulsion. Is there a motion? It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Michael Flowers. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Presentations. Mr. Hinman, Dr. Hinman, excuse me.
Okay. Thank you, President Pulis. We have several recognitions and presentations this evening. All will be led by our Assistant Superintendent, Denise Knudsen. First is recognizing Kaiser Permanente for their backpack campaign. Ms. Knudsen.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board. We're excited here tonight to honor a very special group, but I would like to introduce Cheryl Lessiker, our Director of Elementary Education, to come up. She has a few words to say about the program, as she's been intimately involved in it over the last few years. So, Cheryl, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Board President. Board members, superintendent, thank you very much. This is one of my funner activities that I get to do outside of compliance. So it's with great pleasure that tonight at Kaiser Permanente Baldwin Park Medical Center, their employees and their physicians collected school supplies and over 300 backpacks to provide our low-income students with the much-needed supplies to get their school year off to the right start. The employees donated their time to assemble the backpacks with the supplies and also assist the distribution at the school sites. And this year, we had three schools, the recipients of the backpacks. That was Vine, Merced, and Monta Vista. And so now all of our schools, our elementary schools in West Covina, have had the opportunity for the backpack giveaway. And the parents have expressed their gratitude, and the smiles on the kids' faces are immeasurable. And we truly appreciate our partnership and the valued partnership with Kaiser Permanente. So at this time, I'd like to ask Maggie Pierce, who's the Senior Vice President, and area manager to speak, and then we'll ask Raina Del Haro, who's the Director of Public Affairs, and Elizabeth Bagwell, who is the Backpack Campaign Coordinator, to come forward. Maggie?
Thank you. I'm Maggie Pierce, and it's just been a wonderful relationship that we've had with the with your board members, with your schools, and with your students, most of all. We really appreciate this recognition. It really is on behalf, I'm saying thank you and appreciation on behalf of our staff and our physicians, because they all collected the ingredients for the backpacks, and they really enjoy doing this. This is our fourth year that we have done this and partnered with West Covina Unified School District, and we collected over 600 backpacks this year, and they went to West Covina as well as Baldwin Park Unified School Districts. They were distributed at six different elementary schools in West Covina and Baldwin Park, and we truly, truly value this partnership with your teachers, with your schools, and most importantly, with your students. It makes us extremely pleased that we can do these kinds of things and help students along their way. We also enjoy our other programs that we partner with you on. One is the Garden Gourmets Nutrition Program at the Hearst Ranch, and we look forward to many, many more years of collaboration. So thank you ever again, and thank you for this wonderful recognition and the opportunity to serve your students.
Thank you.
And Raina and Elizabeth are really the people that have made this wonderful approach happen every year. They work with all of our staff and physicians and administration, and we couldn't do these kinds of things without them. So this is.
Are they going to speak right now? Were you guys going to say anything?
No.
You're welcome to. But before President Polis, before we do the photo and give the certificate, I just want to share, I find it somewhat ironic to hear you thanking us for providing the backpacks, except as I sat and thought about it, because it struck me as odd, to be honest with you, when I had the opportunity to go in to the actual stuffing of the backpacks, I think you're right. The process of them, the employees being able to provide the backpacks, and it made them happy.
They were just
so happy to be able to do that and provide. So, you know, I guess if we could make you happy, let's continue doing that on and on. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No,
you're in the picture.
Yeah, we're into the well here.
We wanted to present our little certificate for you, and it's the first time 4 years ago when I drove by, and I believe it was Merlinda, there was this long line of students in front of the school, and it was like 6:15, and it was like, well, wait a second, it's like, that's backpack? You mean they would line up that early to get their backpacks? And so I know it brought you a lot of joy, it sounds like, and I didn't get to see that. But to see those families getting up that early to make sure their child got a backpack, you knew it was a service they really needed. So thank you so much from our students and from us. Thank you.
All right, picture time. I agree, President Polis, the expression on those kids' faces, it's, again, just priceless, and they truly see it, and we truly see it as a partnership, and we really thank Kaiser for your partnership, not only with backpacks, but with Hearst Ranch, and we just feel like you're a phone call away, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So now we're going to move on to the presentations for the semifinalists.
Thank you, President Polis. Yes, we will first do our semifinalists and then finalists, but let me share before Ms. Knutson kind of describes a little bit of background for the public about the National Merit competition and based on the PSAT. Some districts will go literally years without getting a semifinalist or let alone a finalist. So the fact that we have several young people to recognize here this evening really is special. And I think not only does it say a lot for these individuals, for their teachers, for their schools, but for our district as well. So this is a very, very special moment. I'm looking forward to these introductions. And again, I will turn it over to Ms. Knutson.
Thank you, Dr. Hyman. Madam President, members of the board, distinguished guests, cabinet, West Covina Unified District is proud to announce that the five students from our district were named as semifinalists in the annual National Merit Scholarship Program. These students represent less than 1% of all high school seniors in the United States. And as you can imagine, that is a huge endeavor. Additionally, two were named finalists from last year's semifinal round. So all seven of these exceptional students are having the opportunity to continue on in the competition and vie for the National Merit Scholarship next spring. Wow. So we're excited to introduce them this evening. I'm going to invite Dr. Maddox to come up and introduce her semifinalist. And unfortunately, Dr. Glass could not be here this evening. He has a sick little girl at home. Hmm. So I'm going to do the honors, and I apologize ahead of time. I'm going to do the best I can to make sure I get your names perfectly right. So let's get started. Dr. Maddox, I'll have you do your. We'll start with the semifinalists.
Our semifinalist is our senior, Benjamin Lin, who is also not only a full diploma student, but is planning to study biology and possibly pre-med, and making sure that he is going to give back to families through the medical field. But I want to bring up and congratulate Benjamin Lin.
Okay, next we'd like to introduce the semifinalists from West Covina High School. First, I'd like to introduce Dylan Vong. Dylan here? Okay, well, we'll just...
I think our only person here is the finalist from West Covina High
School. You don't see any of the other semifinalists. All right, well, thank you very much. All right, well, we'll move on then. We'll move on to the finalists. Right back there, all right. So, Evan Lin, is Evan here? Megan Tran. Come on up, Megan.
Definitely
We just appreciate having these students in our district. They really make us proud, and we appreciate all the effort their parents put in to make them as successful as they are. So let's give them another round of applause as they leave. That moves us on to the hearing session. Is there anything anyone, fellow board member, would like to report out at this time? Miss Eileen Miranda Jimenez?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Flowers.
I didn't. No, you went first, so I mean, I heard you first.
No, I just like to let everyone know this weekend we had our Red Ribbon Rally. It's going to be at West Covina High School on Saturday, and pancake breakfast start at 7 o'clock. I think, Dr. Hemi, I think you're going to be there this Saturday? Last year, I don't know if you're going to be there or not.
I was there last year. I'll be perfectly honest.
We're expecting about 2,000 people.
I will be in Laramie, Wyoming for my very last soccer game of my lifetime.
Until the grandkids come.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
15 years from now.
Senior night for my youngest.
I want to invite everyone out for our delicious pancakes, IHOP, batter mix. And if you want to come out and flip some pancakes, you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. Also, we got some very gracious entertainment coming out. You'll see people coming out of, coming out of helicopters and everything. So the Jaws of Life will be there showing how they do the Jaws of Life on the cars. Also, this weekend I was able to attend one of our own, Miss Monica Kelly. She came to our Adams family, and she can attest to herself what a wonderful play it was. What a wonderful live play it was. You guys really missed a treat. I mean, every time these guys put on a play, it's always exceptional. And the food was delicious. So next year, I hope you guys come and be a part of what's going on. All the money we raise goes to shoes and socks to our most needy school kids in our district. So all the money we raise, so that what a great event it was. And so be out Saturday for the Red Ribbon Rally. That's it.
Okay. It was a busy 2 weeks. Okay, I apologize. Next board meeting, I will bring the report from the West Covina subcommittee meeting. I did attend. It was Wednesday, October 12th, and there's nothing pressing that was on the agenda. It was a lot of follow-up, but unfortunately I forgot my notes, so I will report out on that at the next meeting. Dr. Hinman and to our cabinet, for Mr. Fitzer's funeral, I want to thank you for supporting the staff, the principals, and any staff that wanted to go. It was so well attended, and I was so glad to see all of our principals there, so glad to see the teachers there. I was so glad to see the staff, all of West Covina. I joked with them, who's running the house, because all of West Covina's administration team was there. It was so well attended, and I want to thank you for supporting Mr. Fitzer as well, as I know we were all there. And thank you, too, for finding all the subs and making sure that all the schools were running properly so that we could all be there and honor the life of Mr. Fitzer. It was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. Edgewood, your blood drive. I left Mr. Fitzer's funeral and hurried over to Edgewood in expectation of helping a life. And I was one point away, too low on my iron to donate, so I was very disappointed. So I'm going to make it to West Covina's. I'm going to increase my iron between now and November 1st. But it was very well organized. The students did a fabulous job. I saw Sitlali there. They were running the show. It was easy to get in and fill in the application, and everything was so well organized. So hats off to all the students over at Edgewood Francisco. Great, great job. The Edgewood Homecoming Rally, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. It was exciting and energetic, and the games and just all the to see the whole school come together, the high school came together. I really loved it. I loved it. So, again, I jokingly say I can't show any favoritism to each high school, so I went to both. And then the dance
beautifully decorated. Jolene did attend the dance. She was there as a guest. Her best friend's over at Edgewood. Beautifully decorated, so well attended. I could see everybody was having fun. So again, hats off to you, Edgewood, for doing a really, really good job with your activities. This past weekend was the Hurst Ranch Harvest Festival, and I worked registration. We had our little Garden Gourmet kids coming in with their T-shirts, so proud to be there at the Hurst Ranch Harvest Festival, and lots of kids from throughout the district and families that came. It was our largest to date. I think it was 750. So I just wanted to share with everybody. It was so cute to see our little Garden Gourmet kids there. And Mr. Flowers with the Rotary Adams family, I did buy 2 tickets.
Yes.
And I donated them to Merlinda because I couldn't go because of the Harvest Festival. I was working it. So Miss Gonzalez was going to raffle them off. I believe she said she was going to raffle it off with her DLAC parents. But I left it up to her. So my 2 tickets went to Merlinda. And so I'm sure they sent somebody.
Thank you.
So absolutely, I wanted to support that, and that was the way that I felt that would be good, because I'm not sure. I think Merlinda's going to be the recipient this year, right? I'm not quite sure. So I did donate them. So it was a really, really good 2 weeks. Again, very good job to Edgewood and West Covina. Hopefully I'll make that blood drive for you all on November 1st. I'll be able to donate. Okay, that was it.
I was sitting at my little one's piano lessons, and nobody knows who I am. I wear a completely different hat there, and I'm sitting, and I'm hearing them brag about Bye Bye Birdie and what an awesome performance it's going to be, and they were trying to get people to buy the tickets and encouraging their young performers to go and see it and encourage them to go to our high school. So it was like, wow, they weren't doing it to impress me or to, you know, because they didn't know who I was. They didn't even know I was sitting there. So it just made me beam to, you see the quality of the education by the 2 students that were here this evening, and then you're just pleasantly surprised sitting in the community hearing great things about what we're doing, and I wanted the staff to know that. That's the only thing I had to share tonight. Was there anything anybody else wanted to share? Okay, so that brings us to the student representatives report.
Good evening, board members, district employees, and community members. I'm Cindy Sosa, student board member representing Coronado High School. Coronado is excited to share that basketball season has started, and we are hoping for a great season of commitment and victories from our Cougars. We also had several of our students volunteer this past Saturday, October 22nd, at the Hurst Ranch Festival. The Hurst Ranch Festival has become a staple of commitment for our students to be part of, and we take much pride in volunteering this event. We also just wrapped up our last top soccer practice this past Monday, which is a program where we volunteer and help the youth with special needs. We also just began our Red Ribbon / Spirit Week this week, and we hope we will promote acceptance and offer our students a sense of Cougar pride. Our parent conferences will be coming this Wednesday, and we are hoping for a great turnout, since we will be hosting our tie-dye event that promotes the idea of building on friendship and acceptance. Our monthly student awards assembly is scheduled for this Thursday, October 27, 2016. Lastly, as of today, we have graduated 3 students. They are the first 3 for class of 2017. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board, Madam President, and Dr. Hinman, and distinguished guests. The fall choir concert went really well. There was so much talent showcased, and we hope that you guys can make it out to the next one because it went really well. Academic awards night was held last week. Honor roll, perfect attendance, AP scholars, and national merit semifinalists and finalists were honored. And our Link Crew, ASB, and boys basketball programs successfully hosted a Power 106 game. So that's when our staff played Power 106 celebrity team, and it was a fundraiser for all 3 programs, so it was a great turnout, and there was a lot of energy. And our girls' golf, tennis, and volleyball have all celebrated their senior nights, and so their seasons are winding down. And then this week, our school is getting into the Halloween spirit. Link Crew is hosting freshman activities for freshmen, and then next Monday, we will have our annual Halloween costume contest. And then we'll be hosting financial aid night this Thursday in our gym, and so we're ready to help and eager to get that going. Our Key Club and National Honor Society will be taking a trip to UCLA this Saturday. Next week, we will have PSAT testing and our blood drive hosted by the CURE Club. And then choir will be attending a festival at Biola University very soon. Boys football will be celebrating their senior night next Friday, November 4th. And upcoming college visits to our College and Career Center include Vanguard University, UCLA, and Cal State San Luis Obispo. Thank you.
Good evening, board members, Dr. Hinman, and community. Our budget was very successful, with students, parents, and staff coming to support. City of Hope collected 68 units, beating our last year's collection of 65, but not reaching our goal this year of 90. Our homecoming rally was very energetic and entertaining. We had teacher games, homecoming court games. The student body had a great time watching their class videos and having fun with the rest of their peers. I would like to thank Board Member Miranda Jimenez for joining us at the rally. Our homecoming dance was very successful, having over 300 students attend. The dance was amazing, having fun with friends and dancing the night away. Everyone had a great time, and we crowned our new homecoming king and queen. Girls volleyball hosted their senior night and last game of the season yesterday. JV won their league championship title. Varsity played against Pomona, but sadly lost, but they still got their league title as co-champions. Parent conferences will be held on Wednesday night in the gym, and girls basketball will be hosting our annual Powder Puff game November 10th on the track. We welcome the community to come and join us on this special event.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Ms. Beltran, do you know the time of the blood drive?
It's all day, so we'll be
okay.
All day throughout different classes. So yeah.
Like 8 to 3, 8, do you know? 8 to 2?
It's probably 9 to at least 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Both all day. So.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Know what time is.
Thank you. The informal report, Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis. We'll start with Mr. Seaman.
I have nothing to report tonight.
Thank you. Dr. Koblin.
On behalf of Kiwanis, I want to thank Dr. Hinman for coming out this morning. He was there at 7:30 this morning. He was our guest speaker, letting Kiwanis know all the wonderful programs. It's amazing when you put it all together, all the things that have been happening over these last couple years, the programs. And it was very well received, and you are welcome back anytime to speak to Kiwanis.
Thank you, Dr. Koglin. I will say thank you for the comment, but what I did is I went over our board goals, the presentation that you had at last board meeting, and the one sheet in particular that was most impressive was the goal report, where all of the boxes were checked, and they were able to go back and see. I didn't go over slide by slide, but it was impressive, and I think they were impressed with the work that you've done, so thank you. Ms. Knudsen.
I don't have anything to report. I'm going to leave my time for a presentation that we have a little later.
Thank you. The only thing I have, board, it's kind of serendipitous, but if you look at D5, it is on the consent item. I just want to share with you, if you recall, Mr. Delahousse came to our last board meeting and had a couple questions. One of them was about obsolete material, in particular computers. And now on this particular item, there are obsolete computers that we are asking for approval to discard, which gave us, of course, the opportunity to talk to Edgewood in particular, because that was the school that Mr. Delahousse felt they were needed and likely had communicated to a teacher about that. We had Dr. Maddox do the research, look at the curriculum, and her finding was that particular course is really software-based. They don't delve into the hardware. I will tell you that if that request came to us and it was approved as an approved part of the curriculum, we have no problem, you know, giving an obsolete computer or two to a course. But as of right now, we don't see a need for that. So I just wanted to point that out because it was a request by a community member.
Thank you so much for keeping us informed on that. Mm-hmm. Items from the full from the floor. Are there any blue cards, Ms. Kelly?
This one is right here.
Good evening, board members. This is my first time doing this, so gotta bear with me. I know you guys had a lot of positive stuff today. I'm sorry to bring it to being a little bit negative. I have a little concern right now with my son. My son is he's handicapped, So he's in a special needs class at West Covina High School. From the beginning of the school year, I was told that they have not had a teacher in his class. And I'm kind of concerned with it because of the stuff that's going on in there. My wife takes my son to school every day, so she knows a lot about what's going on. So basically right now my concern is I wanted to find out why my son has not had it. Well, not just my son, but the class itself has not had a teacher. Not only that, just recently, sometime last week, they have a student that actually strips, takes his clothes off and everything. Not only that, puts his hands on everybody. I was told last week he got a parent and pulled the parent by the hair and hit her kid. So I just have concerns with those few items. I was told, my wife, we got a phone call last week saying that a principal died. I was not aware of what school it was, so I never went to the principal at West Covina because I thought it was that because my son goes to West Covina. I was just aware today that it was a different principal at a different school. Sorry to hear that, but my thing is I wanted to find out why, because my son doesn't have the ability to tell me everything that's going on in his class. So with everything that I'm saying right now, I'd like to get some answers with it. I had gone as far as calling Hilda Solis's office. They got back to me, told me that they were going to look into it. Basically, one of the ladies that I spoke to said West Covina is its own entity, so there wasn't much that they could do. So she recommended me to come to a board meeting, which I didn't know we were having today until she had told me. So I just wanted to actually put that out today as a concern. And there are a few other parents in the class, from the class, that have the same concern and everything also. I also, too, with that teacher, being that there was no teacher from the beginning, there's now subs off and on. And he has had a sub for a number of days, being the same sub, but only for a number of days, being like 9 days or something like that. And then I don't know what's going to happen from there. That's pretty much all I got at the moment.
This normally isn't a time of give and take, but I'm going to have Dr. Henman.
Thank you, President Polis. As the President Polis just suggested, Mr. Karan, it's you chair, and it's not really a time for dialogue. And most of the concerns that you have are of a confidential nature. They involve employees, students with IEPs, and whatnot. So I'm going to do something that's a little out of the ordinary, and I'm going to ask Ms. Knutson to kind of step out into the foyer with you a little bit and kind of come up with an action plan so we can get answers to you immediately. You have a litany of questions. I want to believe that we never had the classroom without a teacher. They might have been a substitute teacher, and I realize that's probably happened. But those are all questions that we want to answer immediately for you. I'm sorry you had to go in circles to get there. But, Denise, if you could just spend 5 minutes really quick with the parents and kind of go over that.
You may want to hear the second parent first.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, great.
And the district has just started a great parents group, and I also have a child in special ed, and they just had a meeting this week. So if you're getting those flyers, there hasn't been a lot of parents there, so... And they have somebody representing secondary, which would be someone that you could speak to. They are talking to parents about their concerns right there in that meeting. So if you get that flyer, and it's in English, you didn't get the flyer, so maybe that's something else you can talk to with Ms. Knutson to make sure that your class gets those, because I have found it very beneficial, everything they've done. I think we've had 3 this year so far. So, and it's a way to get to know the other parents, too. I didn't share that at public comment, but I think that would be something else really great for you to do. So, and I'm glad Ms. Knutson's going to speak to you.
Okay.
And
we'll
Yes, I am coming here because I'm really concerned about Jordan Lopez. He's my brother there. He has Down syndrome. He cannot defend himself. So today he came with a bloody nose, And then I said, what happened? Because sometimes he gets bloody nose when it's hot. And he says, owie, that somebody push him like this, and that somebody push him to the floor. He can attack, but he shows me how. So I was thinking on coming to tonight to get some help, because instead of going to do a police report, I said maybe I get help in there before I go and do a police report, because I'm really concerned about him, and because he doesn't have a teacher, he could get lost. He doesn't know, so he just get out of the room, and then what am I going to do when he's lost? They're just going to say, well, he got lost, and then what am I going to do? So I really need help. I really need help. I'm really, really concerned about Jordan. Either they're going to do something, or I just don't send him to school, or because it's really, 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 I mean, dangerous that he could get out of the class, and then this guy hitting him and sending him bleeding and all that. I mean, and he doesn't fight back, so that's my concern, mm-hmm. because he just stays like this. So it's, you know.
And I know that, as Dr. Henman said, we want to jump on this right away.
Right.
So Ms. Knutson will go out with you. You give her the list, and then she and set up an action plan. So we need, because we need, this needs to be addressed immediately. But we can't dialogue about it right
okay.
now because it's not agendized. But we want to make sure it's taken care of.
Okay.
So thank you so much for coming.
And parents, I do want to share with you, Ms. Knutson will share with me your action plan, and I will then in turn share it with the board. So we will all stay abreast of the situation.
Okay.
So
thank you. Were there any other blue cards? Okay. There's been a request for a 5-minute break.